VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. Christians held a candlelight vigil Tuesday night in Paris to mourn the loss, for now at least, of Notre Dame Cathedral. Many priceless pieces of art were salvaged from the Gothic cathedral as a fire tore through it on Monday. President Emmanuel Macron has vowed to restore the historic landmark to its former glory within 5 years, a task which will be aided by several billionaires who have already donated hundreds of millions of euros. And as the AP's Sagar Magani reports, more support is being pledged.
From the Vatican to Buckingham Palace to Moscow, world leaders say they're ready to support Paris in rebuilding Notre Dame, including Poland's prime minister, who remembers Warsaw rising from the World War II ruins. Two French tycoons have reportedly pledged nearly $340 million. On CBS This Morning, Paris's deputy mayor said Notre Dame will recover.
We'll rise up again and build it again.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN Security Council General has appointed Special Advisor Nicholas Haysom to support the African Union's mediation efforts in Sudan, where the military ousted longtime President Omar al-Bashir last week. Haysom, a South African lawyer, was previously the UN Special Envoy for Sudan and South Sudan. The African Union Peace and Security Council is condemning the military takeover in Sudan as an unconstitutional change of government and demanding the military hand over power to a transition civilian-led political authority within 15 days. The protests began back in December, with demonstrators accusing al-Bashir's government of economic mismanagement that sparked skyrocketing food prices and fuel and foreign currency shortages. Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department will release on Thursday a redacted version of the nearly 400-page report of Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election, aimed at helping Donald Trump win the presidency. Trump claimed again on Tuesday that he has already been exonerated of wrongdoing linked to the election, even as he and the American public await the details of the prosecutor's 22-month investigation. Attorney General William Barr released a four-page summary of Mueller's findings 3 weeks ago, saying the prosecutor had concluded that Trump and his campaign did not collude with Russia to help him win, but had reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. But with Mueller not reaching a decision on the obstruction issue, Barr and the Deputy Attorney General decided no obstruction charges against Trump were warranted. Meantime, Democrats are continuing to call for the unedited version of the Mueller report. Voters in Indonesia choosing the country's next president today. The incumbent, Joko Widodo Jokowi, remains the favorite to win a second term. His rival, Prabowo Subianto, is hoping the election is fair.
We are very concerned. We hope and we pray that today's election will be fair and peaceful. It will be peaceful if it's fair. And hopefully the will of the Indonesian people will be heard today.
Prabowo's camp has already complained about ghost voters and the potential for rigging. Voting ends around 1 p.m. local time, and so-called quick count results are expected after about 2 hours. The U.S. government on Wednesday will announce additional sanctions on Venezuela as Cuba and Nicaragua in the latest move against socialist governments in the Western Hemisphere. As VOA's Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports, the administration of President Trump has prioritized dislodging Nicolas Maduro from Caracas.
Ahead of a Wednesday speech by National Security Advisor John Bolton, a senior administration official is emphasizing all options remain on the table concerning Venezuela, contending the South American country is increasingly close to a flex point. As part of the effort to dislodge Maduro, U.S. officials are also tightening pressure on Cuba for its influence over Caracas. The administration will declare on Wednesday that it will allow for the first time lawsuits to be filed in the United States against all foreign companies in Cuba using properties confiscated from American citizens in the 90s.
That was Steve Herman reporting. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.